COVID, martyrdom meets fascism. June 25, 2021, by John Rappaport. I have a stack of articles I've yet to publish. I wrote this one on April 21, 2021. Collectivism, everybody is connected to everybody. Government decides how they're connected, and what they must do, to contribute to the greater whole. Anytime someone tells you, you can't exercise your freedom, because every move you make adversely affects someone else, know you're looking at a con. By walking out on the street in New York without a mask, yawning, stretching your arms, looking at the sky, you're devastating the life of a man in Bombay. It's the wet dream of every little collectivist. We really are all in this together. Finally. Meanwhile, every corrupt politician sees the opportunity to tell lies and issue edicts on a larger stage. The curtain is going up, and he can sink his teeth into a leading role. He can bloviate to his heart's content about the good. He's fighting a war and he doesn't have to expose himself to a single bullet from the enemy. He's Mussolini and he is medical backup. Political lefties have been waiting for this moment, too. Workers of the world, unite. It never achieved traction in America. It was a loser. But this scientific dictatorship, why didn't anyone try it before? It's such an obvious hole card. We're all equal, we all carry the virus. Beautiful. And big money people can gobble up distressed properties and assets at bargain basement prices. Buy a block, buy a town, buy a farm, buy a strip of buildings right through the middle of a city, buy a nation. I'm just trying to do my part and help the economy. You know, at first I was thinking of moving out of New York. The rampant crime, the horrific taxes. But then I realized I could buy New York. Authors have been launching bad science fiction novels about collective humanity coming together as one for 100 years. There's an ominous and imminent threat to the planet from an alien force. People of all nations band together and repel the invader. The authors omit one factor: who is going to run the newly unified planet, and how are they going to run it? The answer is, people you wouldn't want to allow within 10 miles of your children. How are they going to rule? Mechanically. Humans are units who need to be trained to think the same thoughts. Why is that vicious program hard to understand? Because most people are not independent-minded. They have no history of thinking beyond prescribed borders, on their own, with no concern about consensus. Therefore, they believe a little bit of fascism might be good for us. It isn't that far from their own ideas and opinions. As for dumb as a rock mainstream medical scientists, it never occurs to them that COVID case and death numbers are being jacked up, rigged, and faked by every possible means, in order to sell the notion that a virus is attacking Earth. If this really were a viral pandemic, no faking of numbers would be necessary. Why would these medical scientists wake up? Their own science is forced and artificial consensus. We who publish in the most prestigious journals are, by definition, dispensing truth. Everyone else is an outlier. COVID is a system and a syndicate, pushing collectivism like heroin. Most political leaders believe the people must be fed a strong diet of maxims, slogans, memes, and headlines. The masses will always be stupid. Slogans guide and control them. Otherwise, there would be sheer chaos. From that basis, collectivism follows. All problems, at the top, are strategic. How can propaganda work to form bubbles of consent? As I've warned for the past 30 years, the medical cartel is the most powerful of all information outlets. It can shape public opinion like no other elite group. Tests, diagnoses, and treatments are the raw material of the cartel. Shaping that clay into structures of preposterous threats, a pandemic has reached our shores. The leverage is magnified beyond the expectations of even the most optimistic propagandists. Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Mao never dreamed of such a ploy. You mean, with media and government pronouncements, and just a modest degree of police crackdown, we can cow a whole population into wearing masks and refraining from public gatherings? We can even order them to submit to house arrest without firing a shot? We can tell workers and business proprietors to shut down and they'll voluntarily follow orders? A miracle. Not only that, the population will believe they're on the side of justice and truth. Until the oppressive collective trance expands to the limit of its elasticity, snaps, and the shit hits the fan. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.